You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, DeCord. We've got Marco in Tremont with us. Marco, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just want to know why there's so much admiration and jubilation for the Browns. They're the butt of all the jokes on ESPN and national analysts. They're the joke of the NFL. They're an embarrassment to Cleveland on the field, and they're the worst franchise of any sport. Why is there so much admiration for that and jubilation?
Well, let me stick with us because I enjoy the conversation here, but here's where I come in with my admiration. This is
and
a process.
You have an owner that's a common criminal.
Football is a, more than any sport, takes time, and it's a process. And I really enjoy the journey as much as I enjoy the destination. And I believe the journey that Ray Farmer and company have us on is the right one. I believe they're building the squad the right way, and I believe in a couple years you're going to be the same guy. You're going to be the same guy that's going to be
okay.
You're going to be sitting next to me at the Super Bowl parade, my friend. I was willing to engage in a conversation.
I didn't hang up on him.
He clicked off on me. You know,
he hung up on you.
That just shows you he does not want it.
Why are people? Well, all of a sudden, all we said is that we want the Indians to win. We just
that Frank Cohn is the best manager in baseball.
We don't happen to be fans of the game of baseball. I at least said I'm a fan of playoff baseball and I'll be there to support them. But people are then calling up and trashing on the Browns. Gibbs, what's going on out there?
Good comment, Gibbs. Anyway, yeah. Thanks for the insight. You know what? It's just...
That guy's angry.
This is a very exciting day for a certain demographic that love the game of baseball, that understand that, yes, is it a pastime, and it's something they grew up on. As we get callers, you know, referencing plays and years of Browns teams or games that they remember, you know, we're a Browns-driven show, and we're talking about the Cleveland Indians, so we're getting Indians callers who the Browns might be a secondary or even third team when it comes to Cleveland sports, and in some cases, they're hearing what they want to hear and truly believe that because our show is not overly above and beyond the game of baseball fans, they're just coming, they're just getting upset and angry. But like I said, how great would it be for the Cavaliers to go to the NBA playoffs?
Yes.
And go to the championship, and then again at that point it's going to be a coin toss to see. But to ride that success, to have the Indians be in the lead of the AL Central and have the Browns be winning football games all at the same time.
It would be.
You know, that guys like that are just angry. Like if we didn't talk negatively about baseball today, he would have had another reason that he would have wanted to beat his wife. I mean, that guy is just an angry, angry individual, and I hope that he can go find some tranquility somewhere.
He will, hopefully, at opening day.
You know what I would recommend that he do is go out right now. The Marine Force, starring my good friend The Miz, became available on digital HD. I recommend he sit down with that, watch a fantastic action
film. Can I get
film
an autographed copy
that
of that?
The Miz. I bet we could do that for you.
And I'll even pay you for the DVD. How about that?
We could support you. It'll be out on DVD on April 21st. But
The Miz
is
not giving
the
freebies,
Blu-ray.
My friend.
The Miz would be happy to support. I bet his father, George Mizanin, already has some bootleg copies out there.
Probably.
that he would be willing to sell or move for people as well. Jim in Akron, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, man.
Well, I'm just trying to defend the Browns, them saying we're a laughingstock. I'm a Cleveland fan. I love the Browns, Indians, and Cavs. You know, if Modell wouldn't have stole our team and the NFL wouldn't have screwed us by giving us 6 months to put a franchise together, you know, we were behind the eight ball from the start. You know, when you only have 6 months to put a team together, we didn't get two number one draft picks the first 2 years like Jacksonville and Carolina had.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time you screw up one draft, that puts you 5 years behind. Those first 2 years, you know.
Carmen Policy didn't do us any favors back in those days. But I hear what you're saying. You know, we would have had a Super Bowl at this point.
Courtney Brown.
Yeah, Courtney Brown's injuries. I thought Courtney Brown was going to be really good. I think his injuries were, you know, caught up with them a little too quickly. I mean, LeVar Arrington was the other guy they could have had that year.
Had the same issues.
Yeah, it just. That gentleman is a little bit more thoughtful and balanced on his ideas. And, you know, the Browns are getting there. You know, this new regime has only been in place for about 15 months. Give it some time. I mean, we're clearly, if anybody evaluates this organization fairly and doesn't have a bone to pick like some of these national guys, they'll tell you that we're going in the right direction.
You absolutely are. And that's the one thing, but that's the hard sell that a Browns fan or a Cleveland sports fan is coming from is, this is the fifth time or fourth time they've heard that same statement about a new regime. Trust the process. We're moving in the right direction. Look who how attractive was Trent Richardson at 3 overall. We thought we were going to get the Alabama running back, did we not? Who knows what we got, you know, as a Brown, as a Colt, and wherever he's going to be next.
As a Raider.
As a Raider now. Yeah, exactly. You
know? No, I mean, that is true, and I always have been a glass half full guy, so I'm always the guy at the beginning of the year that thinks we're going to do well. But I do think there is some evidence to back up my Kool-Aid drinking right now. I mean, I like you said, evaluate the roster from 2 years ago versus today.
It's
night
close.
And day.
It's
like a college team versus a pro team.
The truth is, though, until you have that quarterback, and whether that can be Johnny Manziel or not,
he looked great in those pictures. I'm telling you what, I'm projecting stardom.
The hospital pictures?
The hospital pictures.
He did look.
He looked
bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. He did. He looked young. He looked fresh.
He looked rejuvenated.
He did look rejuvenated.
Gibbs, are you available to talk with us? Well, you're always more, you know, either pessimistic or realistic, depending on how you look at it.
Are you calling me negative? Are you trying to avoid negative right now?
I came up with other words. What do you think if you're just evaluating the football program of the Browns? Just say the players, the talent from 2 years from the time that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine took over. Just do you feel better about the team now than you did before that?
Yes.
All right. Good.
That's progress, folks.
I have no issues except at the quarterback position. You got to go get me a quarterback.
I agree. We need a quarterback. That's what
you
I
need
say
a quarterback love. And. You know.
I think the man that was in the hospital a few days ago is looking good.
Oh, come on.
You can't – listen, the truth of the matter is when it comes to Johnny Manziel, you can't say for sure he's going to be good. You can't say for sure he's going to be bad. The truth is we don't know.
No,
we don't have a clue.
Of course we don't know.
Same thing with Rob Housler that I got crucified for yesterday.
Rob Housler, come on.
Let me just say this. We don't know. But isn't it a lot more fun to dream and think that the good is going to happen rather than the bad?
Yes, it absolutely
And that's
too.
Why I love sports, is because it allows me to dream big and allows me to think that we're going to win the Super Bowl. And if we don't, so what? At least I had fun thinking about
it. Right, and kid, also too, wouldn't you you're going to watch it anyway, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So why would you want to be negative?
I mean, when the Browns do win the Super Bowl, it is literally going to just...
City will lose its mind.
Pandemonium.
Offices will be closed for 10 days. There will be no work going on in this city.
There should be nothing.
That might be when I finally do my famous moonwalk down Main Street.
It's going to be a party akin to what Freaknik was in its heyday in Atlanta.
Whatever that is.
That's what will happen here in Cleveland.
I will do all work with a bottle of booze in my hand.
Las Vegas for the NBA All-Star game.
What is your booze of choice?
Depends, man. It depends. Like on my cruise last week, it was all liquor. You know, it was whatever was going on. I'm a big whiskey guy.
Okay, so let's go right now. Your three, we'll give you three. Top three boozes or go-to drinks. Like, what are the three things? You can only have three types of things.
Is beer included in this or not?
Sure. It can't be more than
one.
You
don't have to be specific. If you want to be specific about it, you can. But if you want to just say beer, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm a beer guy, number one.
Okay.
JMO, number two.
Okay.
Number three.
And liquor, I want you to be specific either to a type of liquor or a brand. That's fine.
Yeah.
And so what's number three?
I got to think. Number three is some kind of tequila. I like tequila. I'd have to think about which type, though.
This is
1800, maybe.
Okay.
I don't really have that many drinks. As many people know, I'm not that big of a drinker, but I'm going to go with Jameson.
Between you and Wilhelm.
Jameson, one. Probably Johnny Walker, blue, number two.
Expensive palate.
And I don't really have a third one. Maybe Kool-Aid.
I'm going to go. I'm a vodka guy till the day that I die, and I'm on the Tito's vodka is number one.
Could anybody that gave you booze buy your vote right now?
No.
Okay.
No. I love Tito's. Tito's is my number one.
Tito's is very good.
Grey Goose used to be my number one.
Tito's is good.
And then I started
Tito's. Strong up-and-comer.
I have bottle of Tito's for all of you.
Tito's is number one.
Tito's is number one.
I'm holding you to that.
Nice you got it. I have it at home. Then I'm going to go any Patron. And even like the Exo Cafe shots.
Oh, yeah,
the
it's a great shot.
Great shot. And then
it's a great shot.
If I had to do a beer, I would do a like a Corona, Dos Equis, or any like, you know, Mexican California beer.
See, my top three beers, I'm always a Bud Light. I'm also a Labatt guy.
Okay.
And then I love me some Conway's from Great Lakes when it's out.
Okay.
I think that's Great Lakes' best beer. I like Christmas Ale, but Conway's is my beer.
So for me, number one's going to be tequila, and I like a ton of different tequilas.
So do I.
Tequila
would
be number one.
Don Julio better
than Julio.
I had about 12 tequila sunrises last Friday. By this point in the Friday, I had.
Woo! Tequila would be number one for me. Number two would be wine. I'm surprised nobody here likes wine. Good cab.
I love a good wine, but not.
I love wine.
It's too few and far between for me.
I have wine probably more than anything else. What?
You go sip your wine, Alice. Men have booze to drink.
I started with tequila, then I came back with wine, and then I would go with bourbon, and in particular, the Woodford Reserve Double Oaked is my favorite bourbon. But to me, vodka would be right there too. Those would be my big four.
Your vodka is most common, is it not? When you're
that I drink? Yeah. No, I drink all tequila and bourbon right now.
Really?
Yeah.
And you consume a lot of them?
I do.
Wow.
But I mean, I can drink.
No, I'm not saying you can't, but I mean, like, for me, I could do one of the, you know, one of the Johnny Walkers or one of the the bourbon that you what did you call it?
Woodford Reserve. Double
I could do one of those, but I would drink like a dozen vodkas.
Interesting.
I can't get to a dozen of anything. You know, one thing
I can.
Jews are not blessed with great drinking ability. One or two cocktails and I'm good to go.
I beg to differ, the kid.
Well,
yeah, you converted.
Jews by by genetics.
According to my uncle, who is a biological anthropologist, he traced our family back and believes that we were Jews from the Balearic Islands of Spain who fled during the Inquisition and showed up in Croatia. So perhaps, and we possess the Kohane gene, the kid. So how about that?
That is way too deep on a Friday.
I'm with you, Gibbsy.
How about that? All right. 216. Yeah, by the way, Dave Mitri, thank you very much. He says, sip wine. Wine is the nectar of the gods. And you say you drink Bud All Water Light all day. Silence, Gibbs. I'm right again. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.